Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Today I'm going to talk about conflict. And this is it could be a polarizing subject because many, many average people try to avoid conflict. And I'm here to talk about that conflict is actually great for building mental strength and developing a warrior mind. And it's not that the conflict you need to browbeat the person into submission or get them to convince it, but it's a way to exercise your mental capacity. And so I'd like to start off with the definition, at least in dictionary.com, states that conflict is a state of opposition between ideas, interests. It is a disagreement or controversy. And then the second one is, this is what I really love, is a mental struggle arising from opposing demands or impulses. A mental struggle. Remember we talked, or my definition of mental strength is that there needs to be a struggle of some type to and overcome it for strength to be developed. If we look at going to the gym and weightlifting, there is a struggle when you start reaching your one rep max. And when you keep pushing through it and keep going after that struggle, you get stronger. So conflict, being that mental struggle, is essential. Absolutely essential for developing the warrior mind and a mental strength, for personal success, for peak performance, for whatever part of it. However, in society, I think we feel that conflict means that you're yelling and screaming at somebody and throwing things around, and it's, you're never going to come to a resolution. And that's not what I'm suggesting here. I'm suggesting that conflict is essential. And that, as opposed to giving in to the other side or giving in to something, there is a discussion, there is a debate, there is a negotiation about what that means. And that, many times, could be your own internal conflict. I want to do this, but I want to do this. I want to do this, but I want to do this instead. And so when you can embrace conflict as a way of developing your mental strength, you'll look at it as more of empowering and helping you move towards your personal success and helping you move towards peak performance. Because if you don't hit these struggles or these conflicts and, quote, struggle through them and work through them, you cannot grow. You cannot move forward mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It is these times of conflict that provide the greatest opportunity for growth. If everything goes smooth, if there's no conflict, there's no reason for you to expand out of your comfort zone. There's no reason to push your boundaries. There's no reason to do anything different. And there's no reason to want anything more, because what you have is all that you're going to get right now. But when you set on a path, the path of the warrior, to go after what you want, that path with heart, you're going to reach conflict. And so the more conflicts that you come across, the more it means that you are progressing on your path. You see, if you have no movement, there are not going to be any conflicts. It's when you have movement, when you're moving towards something, your goal, your dreams, your vision, is when you're going to come up with, quote, conflict. And that conflict could be as simple as, where should I put my focus today? Should I put it over here or should I put it over there? It could be working out with yourself in the gym. Should I do this instead of this? So whatever that is, when you're going after something, you are going to reach this mental struggle arising from opposing demands or impulses. Now, hopefully we can control those impulses. But the opposing demands, that is fascinating. It's the mental struggle. So my point here is that conflict and mental struggle fits in so perfectly with developing mental strength. And for you to move forward with courage, to move forward and look at these conflicts that arise in your life and meet them head on and face them with what emotional intellect you have, with mental intellect, with physical intellect, with spiritual intellect, and learn from it. The conflict may not be resolved, or you may not get what you want out of the conflict, the negotiation, whatever it may be. And that's just a way to learn. And that's just a way to grow, because if when you can pull it from a learning, then you can grow. If you think of it as a failure, as, okay, there was a conflict and I failed, there's no learning. And then you just, you wither back to where you were before. But if there's this conflict and you look at the feedback that you get as opposed to failure, look at the feedback and learn the next time that conflict arises, you're going to be able to handle it a lot more smoothly, a lot better, a lot more efficiently, whether that is, again, a physical, a mental, emotional, or spiritual conflict. And so one of the things is to start to reframe this word conflict as an opportunity for growth. It doesn't necessarily mean that there has to be yelling and screaming and carrying on and all those kind of things that we see in soap operas and Real Housewives of wherever there are these days. I have no idea. But there's this conflict that develops around it. And sometimes it's good. You know, I was watching here in the States, we have NFL has a Football Life, and they had a documentary about Al Davis. And talk about conflict. Al Davis created such conflict around himself, but he grew personally. He grew the Raiders to a point where they were a great powerhouse team. Sure, things happened, and there may have been some slip-ups there, but the point is that he created this conflict within the Football League, within the NFL, and it served the Raiders, it served him, it served his players to grow as professionals and to grow as an organization. And when you can look at those, and when you can go back and look at times when you looked at conflict, Steve Jobs and Microsoft and other places, they all had some conflict around before they grew. And it's when you're growing, you're going to get conflict. You have to. So if you haven't been getting much conflict in your life, take a look and see how much you really have been growing. I would venture to say that if you haven't been reaching conflict in your life or a mental struggle arising from opposing demands, you really haven't been doing much. You haven't been pushing yourself past your boundaries, your comfort zone. And when you can push yourself past that comfort zone into the conflict zone, you can almost call that, you know, outside your comfort zone is your conflict zone, and that's where all of your goals are, because you have to make a decision. You have a conflict of what do you want to do? Do you want to do this or do you want to do that? Do you want to go to the gym? Do you really want to get healthy, or do you want to stay home and eat cheesecake? That is a conflict. And if you don't get out of your comfort zone into the conflict zone, you're always going to stay where you are. So the simple act of stepping out of your comfort zone, you're going to be in the conflict zone, because it means that you have a conflict of staying in the conflict zone or moving back to the comfort zone. So stepping out into itself or even thinking about it is a conflict. So isn't it wonderful that when you can just start looking at moving out of your comfort zone, you'll come up with a conflict. That is, you'll come up with a mental struggle arising from opposing demands. Should I stay or should I go now? That sounds like a song. Anyway, should I stay in my comfort zone or should I go out to the conflict zone and really live life? Just that question is a mental struggle arising from opposing demands. And by definition, that is a conflict. So the other thing I'd like you to do is look at all the times you have a mental struggle arising from opposing demands, and look at that as a conflict and embrace it and going, you know what, a conflict isn't bad. It's good. It helps me learn. It helps me push. It pushes my boundaries. It helps me grow and achieve peak performance. It helps me become that, to walk the path of the warrior. It is good, and embrace it, because we have been so programmed that conflict is bad. Avoid conflict at all cost. You don't want to, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, but that's, you know, the conflict part of it. And then there's the opposing part, is that you don't want to rock the boat. Well, I'm saying be the squeaky wheel. Rock the boat. Step outside of your comfort zone. Don't listen to what has been programmed into your mind and what society says. Because it's where conflict is where you're going to get the biggest growth. Because we have been programmed enough to stay in our comfort zone and let other people go to the conflict zone. Because remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world